China is a socialist country, and the central government looks at the development of the financial market from a top-down perspective. Many of its ideas are different from those of Hong Kong people. The central government emphasizes the role of the financial market in supporting industrial development. The establishment of a stock exchange in Beijing reflects that the central government does not intend to put all eggs in one or two baskets to avoid the monopolies of one or two financial markets. The move is also aimed at dividing the tasks of financing, as the central government hopes that the stock exchange in Beijing can become the main venue for supporting innovative SMEs, a different positioning strategy from the Shanghai, Shenzhen, and Hong Kong markets. Pan Gongsheng, the deputy governor of the PBOC, recently stated that the functions of Qianhai as a pilot zone for the increase in the openness of the financial industry to the outside world should be linked up with Hong Kong's role as an international financial center. On the one hand, it is about using Hong Kong's status as an international financial center to promote the internationalization of the RMB. On the other hand, it is about using Qianhai as a testing ground for the connection with international standards. Hong Kong's financial development can complement the mainland's. The key is whether Hong Kong can strive to become stronger and make good use of every opportunity. Given the murkiness of international politics, China attaches great importance to financial security. When Hong Kong deepens financial cooperation with the mainland, it is also necessary for Hong Kong to raise awareness in this regard and work harder on financial security. Thank you for listening to Ming Pao's editorial, brought to you by Raymond Ng, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyU.